This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I liked Wicked very much. Wicked for Good received 5 Golden Globe nominations today. And you know what? They probably deserved it. It was a musical, which I don't love, but honestly, the acting was good. The songs were good. The concept was good. How they weaved in, you know, the Wizard of Oz original, the origin story with Dorothy. I thought it was pretty good. And the Golden Globe nominations are out today. So we've called on our local movie expert, Tim Lammers, who's written a piece in Forbes about this, about who the nominees are, and then, of course, who were the biggest snubs. He's joining us now for a special edition of Tim Lammers on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tim, so happy to have you on here on a Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Jordana. And yes, Wicked for Good, as expected, received 5 nominations, but there was a big snub. The movie was not shockingly nominated for Best Musical or Comedy. And you're wondering, well, what is that about? Yeah, I mean, that's a huge snub. I mean, yes, you know, you would expect Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande and Stephen Schwartz, who composed the Broadway musical, wrote 2 new songs for the movie musical, and those were both nominated. And Golden Globes has a Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award, I think, to basically recognize the popular movies, because as we discover as award season rolls along, even in my own association that I belong to, the Critics' Choice Association, it just tends to lean more art house, right? I mean, you get movies like, all of a sudden, like Anora winning last year, which I'm still scratching my head over, you know, won Best Picture at the Oscars, and Wicked should have won, right? So, you know, it's a surprise when a movie like this, again, a musical, not nominated in the musical or comedy category. Instead, you get one battle after another, which personally I think is the most overrated movie of the year. That got the most nominations. And because it's a satire, I don't know. I mean, there's some pretty dramatic things that happen in this picture, but that was nominated in the musical or comedy category. So, you know, there's always the arguments every year when these nominations come down of whether, you know, certain films belong in certain categories. It really comes down to studios submitting to the category that they got the best chance of winning. And so apparently Warner Brothers thought that was going to be the case with One Battle After Another. So that led to nominations. And then another film, again, leaning more art house, but it's a good film. It's called Sentimental Value. It's a Norwegian film. It's a foreign language film. It's got, like, Stellan Skarsgård in it. You know who Stellan is, but, you know, you get a lot of nominations for the acting and the directing and the film. So that was second most with seven, and then eight, and then Sinners was next. So Sinners was also a big nominee today at the Golden Globes.
Who votes for the Golden Globes, makes the nominations?
Well, you know, that's always been somewhat of a mystery. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And that body came under scrutiny a few years ago when it was discovered that, no people of color were on the thing or something, or very few, you know. So it went through a big shakeup. The Hollywood Foreign Press really doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. It was bought up. So it's a property of somebody else now. So they've reconfigured things, and now, you know, it's made a comeback. I mean, last year, I think, was pretty much a big comeback for the awards ceremony, which has been around a long, long time. It's probably the second most notable awards season presentation outside of the Oscars. Always dubbed the biggest party in town. People can let loose at the Golden Globes. They can swill a few drinks and, you know, get rowdy and different things like that that you can't do at the Oscars. So I think that's why the Golden Globes are more notable.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, do the people who vote on the Golden Globes realize that if we don't know what the movies are, that we're not going to watch the show? We're just
That's becoming more and more of a problem. And again, that's not only with them. Again, like I said, the Critics' Choice nomination, they're critics, you know, so we see everything pretty much. And believe me, I mean, there are smaller independent films out there that merit the nominations. But yes, you know, the Globes, the CCAs, the Oscars, you know, they just have a different point of view about the awards. And you're right. It doesn't, they don't get the ratings. And mm-hmm. so now finally, you know, you're getting a show like the Globes on streaming, which will hopefully boost it up a little bit. It's on CBS for years and decades, actually. It was on NBC, but then it moved to CBS and now they're streaming it on Paramount Plus as well. Finally, the Oscars last year streamed things on Hulu, although that was kind of a mess because of a surge in traffic. I mean, it is a problem because there's such of a huge disconnect when a movie like Wicked, you know, yes, it got the nominations, but it didn't get nominated for Best Musical or Comedy, nor did Avatar Fire and Ash, which I can't talk about yet, but I screened it already in IMAX 3D, and believe me, it's shocking that a film like that isn't really recognized by the Golden Globes. That's all I'll really? Say. I mean, I'll talk about it and review it when it comes out on the 19th.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it's, you know, there are performances like, or I should say the ensemble performances in a movie like Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, which is the latest Knives Out movie, the mm-hmm. third one. It's in theaters now, coming out on Netflix on Friday, and I'll be reviewing it then. And I can talk about it, and I will tell you that it is a brilliant movie. And that mm-hmm. movie was completely shut out today. So, yeah, it kind of seems like, well, let's just worry about the nominations in, you know, amongst our own body of journalists here and not really care about what the people want.
Because I'm looking down that route every year. I'm looking at the Best Motion Picture Drama Award. The mm-hmm. only film I've even heard of is Oppenheimer. That's it. That's the only film. It says Oppenheimer 2, The Manhattan Project's Legacy. Oh, yeah, so forget it. I haven't seen that. The Last Stand, I haven't seen. The Vanishing Point, I haven't seen. The Quiet Harbor, I haven't seen. And The Fire Watch, I haven't seen any of the categories. And I go to the movies.
Yeah, and you must be looking at a list from a couple years back. But you're right, most of them, you know, Oppenheimer...
I meant Oppenheimer 2, sorry.
Okay, yeah, and which isn't, I don't know which list you're looking at, but yeah, this year, if I can scroll through the nominees, you're right. I mean, you don't get the Wickeds in there. Oh, you got Wicked, you missed out on Wicked. But
okay,
you do
sorry.
Have,
no, I must have been looking at a different... I couldn't get on the Forbes article because I don't subscribe to Forbes, so I couldn't look at yours.
Okay.
So I must have been looking at a different list. Okay, so I just disregard everything I just said.
That's okay. The nominees for motion picture drama are Frankenstein, Hamnet, which is... I talked about that last week. It's mm-hmm. the story of
last
Hamlet.
Week.
It Was Just an Accident, which is... and The Secret Agent, which are both... international films, you know. So again, mm-hmm. you probably haven't heard of them. Sentimental Value, I mentioned that again. And Sinners. So really, out of the six, mm-hmm. you know, the ones that people would know of probably would be Frankenstein and Sinners for sure. And Hamnet, the film opens mm-hmm. wider this week. It opened in Minneapolis, St. Paul last week, but it'll open wider. And that's the good thing. I mean, when you get good films like that that get more exposure, that's the big benefit of award season films. But at the same time, people are scratching their head saying, what? I haven't heard of that. Now, the musical or comedy nominees, Blue Moon, again, a smaller film, Begonia, a smaller film starring Emma Stone, Marty Supreme, that's coming out on the 25th, and I will review it. That's Timothée Chalamet's movie, mm-hmm. No Other Choice, an international film, same with Nouvelle Vague. And then one battle after another. So you have a good half of those six nominees that most people, maybe even more than that, that they've never heard of it. So
I never heard of them, Tim. Never.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, other than from you on our show, I did not see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so then you get, you know, the Avatar and Fire and Ash, you know, it's kind of like, to me, it's almost like a consolation prize. For the cinematic and box office achievement, you got the Avatar, Fire and Ash, F1, the movie, K-pop, Demon Hunters, Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning, Sinners, Weapons, Wicked for Good, and Zootopia 2. And again, it almost kind of feels like a consolation prize. So they're basically saying, hey, popular films out there, we see you. But we're not gonna nominate you for the big categories. We're gonna give you this instead. So, yeah.
Let me tell you, the movies are struggling.
Yeah. I have problems with award ceremonies when they don't lean more popular. Because, again, it's just a big disconnect from the people that, you know, keep theaters going and keep studios going.
Mm-hmm.
Us.
It is.
Us.
Tim, let's take a pivot because there was an announcement this morning that Paramount may be trying to attempt a takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery. Can you share the very latest on what's going on with this?
My head is spinning over this. Now, I told you last week, and yes. I'm not the only one concerned. A lot of people, you know, studio people, actors, directors, everybody are concerned that, you know, Netflix is basically going to kill the movie business, you know, with the movie theater business, excuse me, mm-hmm. by having short theatrical windows and bringing things to streaming a lot quicker with Warner Brothers films. So David Ellison, who's sort of Skydance Media, who own Paramount Global, they initially started bidding on Warner Brothers or explored it a few months ago, actually. Mm-hmm. And then Warner Brothers says, well, let's open it up for bids for everybody. And Netflix won for $82.7 billion. Chump change to you and I, Jordana. But now, this morning, David Ellison and Skydance Media are attempting a hostile takeover of Warner Brothers with $102 billion. I mean, why are they doing this? I don't know. Where do you make money? Because in the movie business, it's really hard to make money.
Right. Films. That's why I'm wondering why they want it so much. What do they want so much? Is it rights to old movies? What do they want?
Exactly. When you get those old IPs, I mean, you can really monetize them in a big sort of way. You can monetize them through spinoffs. You know, you can do TV shows. You can do remakes, all that sort of stuff. Merchandising. There's really a lot more to it than just distributing the films of Warner Brothers. There's a lot more to it. Yeah. So when you think of a library as rich as Warner Brothers is, mm-hmm. one of Hollywood's oldest studios, yeah, I mean, it makes business sense, but at what point do you say, hey, you know what? We're not going to make any money here. When you're bidding at least 15 million more billion, why do I keep saying million? Mm-hmm. I would submit a bid. No, I'm not a millionaire, but you know, a lot more people would. But yeah, when you're talking over $100 billion for another movie studio, that's insanity. But you know, I'm not the one behind the scenes. I don't know. I'm not the bean counter.
So why didn't Warner Brothers?
Apparently, they can afford it.
Tim, why didn't Warner Brothers want to sell to Paramount if they're offering $15 billion more?
Well, you know, it could be using Netflix's leverage. If they knew, and this is just merely a guess, I mean, it's a common sense guess, mm-hmm. that, you know, look, if people want your product and more than one person wants to buy it, you know, you can say, okay, we'll do this. And then they know deep down that Paramount Global wants it. They got leverage. So all of a sudden, Paramount Global, upset about not winning it in the first place, is saying, okay, we'll give you $15 billion more. Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's probably why. But again, how they're going to make their money, that's way above my pay grade. But it just seems crazy to me that they would offer that much more.
That's right. Okay, well, it's a story we'll continue to watch. I know I asked a lot of questions, and it's okay that you don't have answers, but there's a lot of questions about this possible hostile takeover.
One thing I will tell you, though, is that this isn't going to happen overnight. I mean, obviously, there are antitrust issues that need to be resolved, so it isn't an antitrust violation with both Paramount and Netflix. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a process that probably won't be buttoned up till probably next year sometime, spring or summer. So, you know,
Tim Lammers,
people shouldn't panic yet.
We're going to have you back on Friday to talk about movies like the new ones that have just been nominated. So thanks again for hopping on with us, talking Golden Globes and this possible hostile takeover. So appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordana. Have a great day, and we'll talk Friday.
You got it, my friend. Someone said, given that they snubbed the best movie out there, Wicked, I will no longer watch that awards show. Okay. I get it. I get it. Why would you watch a show that is awarding movies you've never seen and never heard of? I get it.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.